welcome to the Red Shtick Podcast. Today's guests are Sonny Weathers of Sonny's Disposition fame and the godfather of droll, James Brown. Now here's your host, the Red Shtick's comedian-in-chief, Jeremy White.
And finally, there's some pussy in this room.
Yeah, finally. Yeah, it's the four-legged kind, but it's still...
And nah, it's, you know, take it where you get it.
I've dated a few of those.
And it's a guy, but hey, all right.
I haven't dated any of those.
Hey, welcome to the Red Shtick Podcast. I'm Jeremy White.
I'm Sonny Weathers.
And I'm James Brown.
That's right, James Brown is back, yay!
I've been black my entire life.
I said you're back.
Oh, back, yeah, no, never mind. Yeah, back. I'm back.
That reminds me of something I want to tell you off air. I'm not going to talk about it now.
You don't want to talk about it now?
I don't want to, that can't be like first topic off the line, you know, like.
Okay, all right. Well, let me go ahead and get this out of the way, because we were talking about it before we started recording. The timing, because you get on me almost every fucking week we do this. Man, why don't you put this up tomorrow? You don't have a fucking real job, you know? Why you gotta wait till Monday and all this? All right, here's the thing. I'm gonna say this once, so listen the fuck up. We started recording this on Wednesdays in football season, okay? We couldn't do it on Tuesdays because Nick was not here today. Apparently he's working and couldn't tell his boss to shove off.
Take this job, yeah. And shove it.
So he couldn't do it on Tuesdays because he had some kind of samurai sword smelting class or something.
What?
Mondays, I had meetings for, you know, football and stuff. So, and then on Thursdays and Fridays, I had traveled to Mississippi for my football games.
Yeah.
So we did Wednesdays.
Uh-huh.
And I wasn't going to put it up on a Saturday or a Sunday.
Because who listens to internet on a Saturday or Sunday?
We don't post stuff on the weekends unless it's some kind of real special event, okay? We have
like
it there
a
on
podcast.
We have it there on. Yeah.
This is a special event. You must have a really boring
Jeremy,
life.
I understand that you just wanted to get this out of the way, but you know I'm going to attack you whatever you say.
Okay.
For saying that you can't find a fucking hour between Wednesday and Monday.
I'm not saying
Monday
I can't find an hour.
Up.
I'm talking about putting it up at the proper time. Why the fuck would I want to put a podcast up when LSU's playing a home game that day? And the Saints are playing the next day? Who the fuck's paying attention to our measly little fucking podcast, especially when we only had like two episodes in the fucking can?
I don't know.
Alright, that's the whole thing. Monday, it's perfect. People get to work, they got the Monday blues. Oh, Red Shtick Podcast is up. Let me listen to that. At least I can, you know, tune out my boss and my fucking coworkers for an hour. Okay, you understand my reasoning?
That sounds phenomenal. Except, right. Like, everybody that's I'm friends with on Facebook, and by the way, if you're not following me on Facebook, be my friend on Facebook. Because all I do during LSU and Saints game is profanity-laden tirades.
That's all you do.
Like, one of my sisters was like, the only reasons I'm friends with you on Facebook are pictures of your pug and you screaming profanities during LSU games.
During LSU games, yes.
So this would actually be the perfect time to post a podcast, because all I do during the podcast
is scream profanities.
And there's no video link, so you can't go picture.
Yeah, you don't have to fucking see my horrendous looking self.
And now the football season's over.
It's not over.
Well, for me it is.
Nothing is
all
over.
I have is a bowl game coming up in a couple of weeks. But anyway, the Thursdays and Fridays happen to be Edie's days off now. She had a change of work. So on Thursdays and Fridays, I'd rather spend my free time with my wife, my lovely wife, rather than editing and listening to a podcast where you dipshits spend a half hour making fun of what I'm fucking wearing.
She is a lovely wife, by the way.
Yes.
And, well, how about this then? How about you don't fucking wear a sweatshirt that looks like my old Trapper Keeper and some fucking basketball shorts from 1974?
I didn't leave the fucking house in it. It's my goddamn house. You're lucky I was wearing pants.
Oh, you didn't leave the house because you don't have a day job.
Oh, so I'm a fucking schlub. By the way, when's the last time you wrote something for the website?
When's the last time you gave me a paycheck, bitch? I've been writing for you for 7 years. I love Doe's gift cards because I fucking love Doe's Steakhouse, but I don't even fucking see any of them coming in right now. I don't hear shit about, you ain't turning an article. Somebody's got to carry this podcast. I use my funny right here.
Yes, let me just pull up to Jeremy's house on the way home and just scream at a fucking microphone.
He walked here, by the way.
Don't act like I get drunk to come over here. I got drunk and I'm over here. So.
Yeah, he took a taxi.
You know, like, look, hey, guess what? You know what? You're fucking wearing some pants and a t-shirt today.
Yeah, because I'm going to my mother-in-law's house tonight.
I'm not
Thanksgiving.
Jesus, you're going to think.
No, I'm putting a shirt on
you're
over
going
this.
To Thanksgiving in a blue t-shirt and some fucking sweatpants.
Yeah, because I'm not putting another shirt on after this. Yeah. It's my fucking house, man. I didn't drive here.
Look, I'm just saying, don't show up in a Miami Vice t-shirt. Don't show up in a fucking sweatshirt that looks like my old Trapper Keeper.
All right.
And some fucking Bob Huggins shorty shorts. All right, from fucking 1974.
Next week, watch. You're gonna drive up. You're gonna come in. I'm gonna be wearing like full on pajamas. Oh. I'm wearing footy pajamas.
The other way.
Hey,
around.
Look. As long as
with
I don't
a
have
a drawstring, my dick hanging out.
As long as I don't have to see your testicles coming out the bottom of your shorts, I don't give a fuck what you're wearing. Creepy motherfucker. What if we didn't love you? We wouldn't come here and do your podcast.
I appreciate that.
Some balls are held for charity and some for fancy dress.
By the way, speaking of creepy...
And some are just held against the stars.
Speaking of creepy and balls, the guy who does Elmo's voice finally said he's retired. He's resigned from Sesame Street because another accuser apparently has come forward saying that they had a relationship when the guy was relatively young, whether he was underage or 18 or whatever. I mean... He's still less than half his age. And apparently the guy was like totally mortified when he found out I think his name is Kevin Clash or something like that, is the voice of Elmo.
Yeah, he sounds like a heavy metal star, but yeah.
Said he was mortified when he found out that the dude had anything to do with Sesame Street. He's like, holy shit, you do stuff with kids? Oh my God.
But how did he not know? Because you know if you're some fucking like... I don't want to say creepy pedophile because I don't want to cast aspersions on anybody and what
they're not
their
all
choices
creepy
in life. But if you're some dude, if you're fucking Elmo and you're banging dudes, you have to do the voice. You know he did the voice. That fucking
only
dude
if he's
knew,
a bottom.
That dude knew it was Elmo. Fuck that. It's even better Elmo. If you're the top. You're like, oh, I tickle you. Oh,
Elmo likes bad touch. Elmo tickles your colon.
Well, since I have so much free time on my hands, Sonny,
without a job,
I'm thinking about trying out to take his place for Elmo. They need somebody to do the voice.
Huh?
I'm thinking about trying. Here's my take on it. Here we go. Let me know what you think.
Today on Elmo's World, Elmo had a very special guest, Mr. Phil Ranier.
hang on. Touch my penis while you're saying it.
Get the whole effect.
As long as I can be the top.
I need the full effect.
Mr. Phil Ranier, can Elmo suck on your vein riddle cock?
Ew.
Can you say penis?
That only works if we're in John the Baptist Parish.
Ah, speaking of which, you saw the picture I posted yesterday.
I did.
I was driving back from La Rose. I had to go bury a cousin.
La Rose, French for the Rose.
The Rose. Mm. Anyway, I'm driving back, and I was going through Gonzales on Airline. And
Jeremy White bringing the dead cousin humor.
Yes, indeed. Paying my respects. Anyway, pull up at the light, and there's a truck next to me, and it's a truck, a water treatment truck for St. John the Baptist Parish. I couldn't grab my fucking phone fast enough to take a goddamn picture.
If you couldn't have got the picture, I fully expected you to, like, rear-end him a little bit.
Do a little,
like, oh my God.
The pit maneuver.
Yeah, pit maneuver. To get that photographer.
Damn straight. And then we had...
To get that
photograph.
Photograph.
That's why we have James Brown here.
Yeah, the answer is photograph.
But then,
no,
what was it?
Meaning.
Photography. Here. Just like, don't listen to me. Shit.
Somebody. But then one of our friends, Chris Garcia, said he the graphic designer in him was making fun of the way the logo was on the back of the truck. It was like St. John the Baptist Parish. Like there are many Baptist parishes out there, but God damn it, we are the fucking Baptist parish.
The needs to be in all capital letters and bold
the
print.
The Baptist Parish.
That's right.
I don't always go to Baptist Parish, but I do. I go to St. John's.
St.
John's.
Damn.
She main fuck.
I thought I was in like an old blaxploitation. Jeremy was like, damn.
Hey, it's wrong. It fits our theme music.
Yeah.
Bonk.
Yeah.
How much for a rib?
I was doing that today at the gym. I was talking with the guy.
He's doing
like,
that today at a restaurant.
No.
Because he doesn't have a day job. you know I'm just going to attack you the whole time.
No, I was finishing my article last night about my open letter to Republicans. And I actually worked in an I'm going to get you sucker reference.
There ought to be an I'm going to get you sucker reference in everything and every...
Oh, no, man. It's awesome. My thing was, it's like, I want the Republican Party to get its shit together because I can't be a Democrat. Why? Because I can't help but burst into spontaneous laughter every time I see Dr., because he's Dr. Cornel West. And then I realized after...
I don't know who that is.
You don't know? I'll pull it up.
He's
for
a
you.
Black guy.
Black guy. But I'm going to pull it up because tell me this guy doesn't look like...
I don't not know him because he's black. I fucking know black people.
Right here. That's Cornel West right there. Just
his hair's gotten even a little taller. Yeah.
That's
is he in a vampire costume?
No. No. But look. Just imagine Chris Rock with... Imagine Chris Rock from I'm Gonna Get You Sucker with even worse teeth, bushier hair, glasses, a beard, and 35 years.
So imagine Chris Rock looking nothing like he looked in that movie. Jeremy White associates every black person with Chris Rock, and I'm going to get you something.
Just start from Chris Rock and look at it. Okay, shorter, taller,
Albert,
wider.
Fat Albert is Chris Rock plus 400 pounds minus the sarcasm. Take the bob, move it down to a flat top, and give him a red sweater.
And a deeper voice. A little bit deeper voice. A lot deeper voice.
And snacks.
I'm trying to figure out all the speech impediments on the other guy.
The Cosby Kids?
Yeah, on the Cosby Kids. Like since we're talking about my fucking sweater last week.
Mushmouth was the best. That's the only one anybody knows. OBK Bill Albert. That's the only fucking one anybody
knows.
What
was the dude? He had like the mask on the whole time? Like
He didn't have a mask. He just had a beanie pulled real low.
Like, no, he could see through it.
Well, yeah.
Right. It was a hat, but it was like it went real low, yeah. I don't remember all the names. I remember I got a trivia question right the other night because they were asking what the name of the superhero was that they watched on the Fat Albert.
Oh, it was the Brown Hornet.
The Brown Hornet.
That's right.
Holy shit, I knew that too.
The fucking Brown Hornet.
Well, you guys are honorary black people.
It did make me feel bad the other day. One of the guys that works for me, we were talking about something, and he's 28, so he's a young guy, and I said something about Wonder Twins, power activate. Mm-hmm. He was like, what? I was like, Xan and Jana, motherfucker. No. Don't you know anything? He was like, who the fuck is that?
Oh, but I'd have had to smack a bitch.
Well, I wanted to hit him, but at the same time, this is the same dude, like, he I don't even want to say he listens to rap, because he's like a fan of like Lil Wayne and Drake, and like, just shit, as I like to refer to it.
Yeah.
But he was talking about, oh, I love rap music and all this shit, and I said something about Eric B and Rakim.
Oh, no.
And he goes, who's that?
Oh.
And I said, you know every fucking rap song you've ever heard? He goes, yeah. I was like, that's Eric B right there. That's one of his beats. I was like, every hook you've ever fucking loved? I was like, you like Tupac, right? He's like, I like Tupac. I was like, you know every Tupac song? That's fucking an Eric B.
Eric
beat.
B and Rocky.
That's
yeah.
fucking Eric, that's B, Eric B right there. Holy shit. Eric B for president? What?
Thinking of a master plan.
Fucking Tupac made seven albums out of just out of Eric B for President.
I used to play it when I was working as in the goddamn teen club when I was like 17 years old. I'm a grown ass 42 year old man. I still know all the words to Paid in Full.
Yeah. Who doesn't?
Exactly. I mean that was the seminal moment I think in rap that really brought in.
As I like to call it, that was the joint.
That was the joint. That was the shit. It really showed.
Yeah, man, that was the shit, man.
He just heard my voice because he was like, I love rap. I know all about rap. Eric B and Rakim. What the fuck? I was like, I will dick slap you with your own dick. Yeah. I will tear it off and across your face and upper torso.
That'd be a good Mortal Kombat move.
Oh, hell yeah.
That would be a fucking phenomenal finisher. Fuck ripping your spine out like Kano did in the first one. If you just
no, that was Sub-Zero on the first one. Kano ripped your heart out.
Kano ripped your heart out and held it there beating. Kano held your pulsing cock and slapped you in the face. If he held your vein-riddled pulsing cock and slapped you in the face, that would be phenomenal.
That would be
speaking
fun.
Of Elmo. Oh, Jesus, that's creepy. But for some reason, I'm starting to plump up.
Oh God! You're not. All right. You're not the only one.
So, I think this happened not long after we finished the other. I am so horrible. You basically told the vets to go fuck themselves last week. So
I don't recall that.
I don't.
As much as you drink, I'm surprised you recall anything.
Hey.
The vet.
Hey.
Yeah, I can't.
That's a good comeback.
Hey.
Oh, you.
Hey.
Hey, fella.
Hey, stop saying facts.
So I don't feel so, but since you told them to fuck themselves, I don't feel so bad about posting what I did about this horrible incident that happened in Texas. There was a parade. There was only two floats. It was for veterans, injured veterans.
How could they?
And it was hit by a goddamn train.
Sorry,
the whole parade.
I didn't realize this was for injured veterans.
It was for injured veterans, but the train apparently hates veterans. Went off the tracks and chased their asses down and ran them the fuck over.
I don't know what disappoints me more, the fact that these people couldn't get off the fucking train tracks, or that it was a fucking parade for disabled veterans, and the most they could muster together was like two flatbed trucks.
Two floats. They said the problem.
Was it even floats or was it just flatbed?
It might have been.
Trucks with like some dudes in the back?
Now, they did say the train was traveling at like 50 or 60 miles an hour, and they were going to investigate on the timing of the bars coming down if they came down early enough. But still,
Did the float get caught in the middle of the bars?
Yeah, they were on the tracks, and they were the
whole parade.
They were the back half of the parade. The front half of the parade was stuck at a red light and couldn't get out of their way because they didn't have cops at this fucking parade, apparently, to direct traffic.
Okay. Right.
So, and I'm guessing that they didn't hear the train coming because every one of them was in artillery. They were all in artillery, and they had lost their hearing in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Did they lose their eyes?
I don't know. But
I've never come fucking close to being hit by a train, because even if I had my eyes closed, I could hear it. Or if I had earplugs in, I could turn to the side and be like, oh, look, that seems to be a train coming my way.
Because they have these bright lights, like two or three of them, and they're going in different directions to let you know, there's something coming.
And you can feel it, too.
I don't know, maybe.
A train is coming, it excites every sense. You can see it, you can hear it, you can feel it. Yeah. Well, you can't taste it, but you know.
Yeah. Well, you could if you get hit by it.
Well, if you taste it, it's too late.
You'll be tasting the metal of the train and your blood.
I was about to defend them and be like, well, they were injured, so maybe like...
They got...
There's no good or funny way to say that if they didn't have, like, legs, they couldn't jump off the truck.
Well, apparently it's...
But I'm assuming the guy fucking driving the truck had legs.
Yes.
One would assume.
Or at least a long stick.
It is tragic because apparently some of the guys who died actually...
Hang on. Can I just say that James Brown is fucking laughing to himself? He won't laugh out loud at the long stick joke.
Apparently some of the guys, like, they pushed their wives that were with them, pushed them out of the way, and they got...
They were just hoping for something to land on.
But when I first saw the tweet from Channel 9 that night, I was like, wait the fuck up. A train hit a fucking parade for veterans. It was like, well, we beat fucking Japs and the Germans, why not a goddamn train?
Goddamn train.
Oh, man.
Oh, that sounds German to me. Let's just take them home.
Probably is.
Oh.
But how the fuck... I don't know. I don't feel bad for anybody that gets hit by a train. If you get hit by a train, there's a fucking... They had 30 miles of road on that parade, and there was fucking 6 feet of train tracks.
I think the parade was maybe like 3 blocks.
I don't feel sorry for you.
I think the parade was like 3 blocks.
If it's a two-float parade, you get 3 blocks. That makes sense. The longer the parade route, the more the float.
Even if you got three blocks... If you can't move out of this 6 fucking feet of train track, I kind of gotta blame you.
Yeah,
this is true. Like you said, you had a great piece a while back, a few years ago.
Damn right I did.
You had the spree of all those people getting hit by trains all in, Tangipahoa fucking Parish?
Yeah.
All in the same goddamn spot.
Yeah.
It's like, you're in its zone. It's only got 4 fucking feet. You're there.
The train can't fucking go around you. But if you stop and just fucking lean your head out like 6 inches, turn it to one side, you can see if there's a train there, and you're a fucking hero because you just saved 4 veterans. You saved 4 disabled veterans just by fucking turning your head to the right and turning your head to the left.
It's not like Stand By Me when you're on the bridge and all of a sudden the train is sneaking up from behind you, and all of a sudden you're a fat kid and you have to run to get out of the way. You're in a fucking car. Just stop and look.
But you know what? You know what? Fuck that. Fuck the what was the kid's name? Jerry
O'Connell.
Fuck him, because Ray Brower, he was the one that actually got hit and killed by the train. He's the real tragic hero of that movie.
the body that they were going to see?
Yeah, they were going to look at this corpse.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Thank you, Mr. Internet Movie Database,
for that one. Fuck you, LaChance.
LaChance?
Suck a fat one, LaChance.
Oh, suck my fat one? Yeah. Biggest one in four counties?
Yep.
I don't get the reference.
He's making. He's just making.
You brought up the movie Stand By Me.
Yeah, but I'm never actually watched it. I only saw.
Come on.
I only saw.
Who the fuck
we're stopping this podcast right now, wait. So Jeremy White can see Stand By Me.
I only fuck have you never seen Stand
I've,
By
I've
Me?
I've gotten. I'm not a big Stephen King fan. I've watched a few things. I'm just not a big Stephen King fan.
It's not like Creepshow.
I know what they did. I watched Family Guy, so I know what they did.
It's not even a horror
Stephen
story.
King doesn't direct Family Guy.
Kiefer Sutherland. Wait,
the Family Guy. The Family Guy spoof.
I know.
So I know what they did on that. They
all your knowledge of Stephen King comes through Family Guy.
Straight.
All of his knowledge of everything is from a Family Guy spoof.
Hey, you want to feel old? Go ahead and see how many people. That you're talking about the
hang
Eric
on, hang
May
on,
Rock
wait,
Hammer.
Wait. Right now, I'm feeling old. Everybody, I'm touching Jeremy White's shoulder.
No, you're right behind me, motherfucker. Okay, you're talking
whatever,
about the guy. You're talking about the guy at work who didn't know anything about Eric B. and Rakim. I wonder how many people, young people under 30, who say they love Family Guy, at least half of the pop culture references they don't fucking get.
They can't. Yeah.
Because they have no fucking clue.
That's they can't, because they've got some of them that I'm like, wait, what the fuck is that?
Yeah. Well, some of us, because like, I realize Seth MacFarlane and I are like within 2 years of age. I forget exactly how old he is.
All the shit
he watched is the shit I watched. So like all the Super Friends stuff and like
did
G.I.
Joe.
Did
you almost get killed in 9/11 like he did?
No.
What happened with him in 9/11?
I don't know. Apparently like he was supposed to be at the airport that day or on one of the planes, but he fucking overslept and didn't make it.
I think I've heard a story like that.
Yeah, but fucking everybody tells a story like that. They're like, "Oh my god, if I had gone to the subway that day, I could have been by nine. I could have been by the towers on 9/11." Do you ever go that way? No, but I could have.
I could have. Yeah, man.
It's like people that fucking got hit with Katrina. I could have been in New Orleans that day. Do you ever go to New Orleans? Fuck no. A bunch of savages down there.
It sounds like Marlon Brando on the waterfront. I could have been a contender.
I could have been a Katrina victim.
I was about to throw out a Stella reference.
That wasn't on the waterfront.
Oh, whatever. It's still a
city. New Orleans.
That's true.
Wasn't that Brando, too, though?
That was Brando.
Yeah. Brando fucking...
He's the one that said Stella. Stella. He played at Stanley.
Kowalski.
The Streetcar Named Desire.
See, I know some shit.
Yeah. You do know some shit.
There you go.
No one ever said you didn't know shit.
Occasionally.
Yeah.
Why am I looking at a fucking...
Because he got fired. This is the former LSU women's tennis coach, Tony Minnis. He got fired because he sucked, and now he's suing because...
His nickname is Dennis, but you gotta say that in quotes.
Oh, okay.
Dennis the Menace.
Yes. I'm glad someone
Dennis Menace.
That.
Anyway, he filed suit claiming racial discrimination against the university.
Why do you do a racial story just because James is here?
Because this is on the news. He's suing the fucking university.
He likes to make fun of black people even if I'm not here.
And I wanted to ask... I said, James will be here. Let's ask him about somebody black.
He thinks if you're here, it gives him a pass.
Yes. Speaking for the entire black community, Jeremy, I believe...
He can do it when Adam's here, because when Adam's here, you know, he can say whatever he wants and it doesn't look as bad compared to Adam.
Yeah, because Adam, no one looks racist compared to Adam.
Yeah.
But no, they had a suit like this about a
year
ago.
That's right, bitch. I made fun of you.
And I concurred.
Yeah, about a year ago, what was it, the former coach at Southeast, at ULL in Lafayette, or as they say, UL. They fired his ass after 2 or 3 years, and his record was like he was batting like .300, which is great if you're in the majors, but horrible if you're a football coach.
Right, right.
So they fired him, and then he came back and said, "Oh, it was racial discrimination." No, you just fucking sucked. Yeah. And this guy here, he had a good overall record, but he was batting about .300 or .400 in the SEC, 3 straight losing seasons. Guess what? At LSU, I don't care if it's just women's tennis, I think they're probably going to fire your ass.
But didn't he give them, like, fucking 15 playoff or whatever?
Well, they went to the tournaments, but, that's like saying, oh, basketball, we went to all the tournaments. That's because they invite over half of the fucking conference.
Hang on. Or is it like fucking San Diego when they fired Marty Schottenheimer? It was like, 12-4, we won the division, but you lost in the first round of the playoffs.
Nah, it wasn't.
I bet they'd fucking love to have Schottenheimer back right
shit.
Now.
That pockmarked motherfucker over there is coaching them now.
Yeah, fucking...
And their whiny-ass quarterback.
North Turner looked like somebody fucking threw hot grease in his face.
And their whiny-ass quarterback.
I don't even remember.
Rivers.
Because I saw this story last night on the news, and of course LSU's like, we don't have any comment. And they're interviewing this guy, and he was like, I don't know what happened. I said we have inadequate facilities. I got us into the National Finals Tennis Tournament, and then they fired me. So immediately I was on his side. Like, I don't know anything. I don't know fucking, I don't know fuck all about tennis or is women. He women's? Yeah, I don't know anything about women either. I don't know anything about women or tennis or women's tennis. But whenever this guy's argument is, as I said, we need better courts. I just won you the SEC tournament, and we still need better courts, and they fired me, and I've won more tennis matches than any coach they've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of on his side.
I'm just bringing it up.
Now, granted, there might have only been one other tennis coach for like 6 months before him, because... Seriously, how the fuck long has women's tennis been around? What, they get the fucking right to vote, and then they're like, we need our own tennis team?
They've been playing there for a while. And look, don't sell yourself short. Don't sell yourself short. I know you know a lot about women's tennis. You used to do a bit about how it's great to masturbate with women's tennis in the background.
It's fucking phenomenal. Because
of all the grunting. And like you said, if you time it right, when you're done, they clap for you.
They do. Thanks for stealing my joke, because I was actually trying to work that in the comments.
Sorry.
Go ahead and laugh at Jeremy's version.
Hey.
It's slightly funnier whenever I did it, but fuck, now that I'm thinking about that, that might have actually been someone else's joke before me.
Dana Gould's?
It's probably Dana Gould's.
Probably Dana Gould's joke.
I don't know, I'm pretty sure that was my joke, but now that I hear someone else say it, now I wonder if someone else said it. Now I don't fucking know if it was my joke and I'm thinking it's somebody else's because Jeremy said it. So did you steal my stolen joke or did you just steal my joke?
I just know you said it. Where it came from, I don't know.
I'm pretty certain it was my joke. And I don't even think that it was a joke.
You're pretty certain.
Because I did jerk off about women's tennis. But you can't look at them because they might show the fucking referees or the crowd, and that's an erection killer.
Yeah, or you might have one good-looking one and one butt-ugly one.
Yeah, but they all sound hot.
They do.
Actually, they sound like they're getting beaten, which actually is
kind of
a turn-on.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it is.
I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, I'm fucking tennis is all about beating them. You know, you got the forehand, the backhand. What else is there? Forehand, backhand, kitchen. Is there a position in tennis called kitchen?
Backhand.
If only there were a move called the swallow, that would make it perfect.
Yeah,
that
the would iron. Be
the iron.
Yeah, yeah. Does a tennis ball ever hit somebody in the face? Because, you know, that could take care of part of it.
I was thinking about this the other day, because I bruised up my nose last week, and you take for granted how often you touch your nose till it fucking hurts to just touch your fucking nose.
Do I?
I
guess I do, because I don't even think about it, so therefore I was taking it for granted.
Trust me.
I haven't touched my nose until it hurts, but right now there's something going on with one of my teeth, and I keep fucking playing with it with my tongue. And I've been doing it for about an hour and a half, and even the floss didn't help, and I just want to murder everybody around me and fix my tooth.
This is me scooting away.
But this,
I'm not going to actually murder you.
This had me thinking... I know y'all will get this reference. If Darren Stevens wanted Samantha to stop casting spells, all he really had to do was just break her fucking nose.
Yeah.
That's a Bewitched reference there.
Wait, Darren York or...
No, Darren Stevens, played by Dick York.
Dick York.
And Dick Sargent.
Yes.
Right. Not Dick Sargent, also a pretty manly name. I don't think he passes Dick Army, because Sargent is the rank. Right. And Dick Army's everybody's dick.
Right. That's
everybody's
true.
Dick.
And Dick Sargent isn't even is still an enlisted.
Hang on, I just want to fucking. I just want to fucking enjoy everybody's.
What did you say? Everybody's dick. Yeah, I had an REM moment for some reason.
Sometimes.
You said everybody's dick. That's what came to mind.
Hey, guess what? You know what? I just saved you some time. Go ahead and pop this thing around and mark this time count right here.
Give me another clean take just to make sure it's all clean. Nobody else is going on.
Everybody's dick.
You gotta sing it. Come on, you gotta Michael Stipe this shit.
everybody's dick.
Thank you.
And
there
now
you
we have our ending. You don't even have to listen to this shit. Just mark that timestamp by the show.
Yeah. Oh. What are we talking about now?
Menace.
Everybody's
Dennis.
Dick.
Dennis the
wait,
Menace.
No, fuck that. We're not talking about dicks on this podcast.
Him. All right, fuck him in.
You know how I remember the names of the Darrens on there? Because of Sergeant York. You know, that's the
Dick
that's,
Sergeant. And
yeah, well, didn't they do that reference?
Dick Sergeant and Dick York.
Yeah, so wasn't Sergeant that York. Cable Guy?
I don't remember much about Cable Guy. I was getting a blowjob the only time I've seen that.
And you don't change dicks in midstream.
Yes.
But didn't the first one die?
Sure, let's say he died.
I think he died, and that's why they had to replace
Sam?
He was the better one. I liked him.
Oh.
As long as Larry Tate's not dead yet, I'm okay.
Yeah.
Larry Tate?
Was that the neighbor?
That was the boss.
That was the banker, yeah.
That was the boss.
Who the neighbor was an old lady.
That's right.
They never showed her husband.
The nosy
neighbor.
He was always reading the paper.
Yeah, he was always reading the paper.
He was
the original fucking, I can't think of his name on Tool Time.
The neighbor on Tool Time. On Home Improvement. You never saw his face.
Who the fuck was the dude across the fence? Wilson.
Wilson, yeah.
Yeah, he was the original Wilson.
I thought that was a volleyball companion on
they ripped that shit off.
Well, no, but this
Tom Wilson. Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
Well, it's also like, you know, it's his volleyball is named, I mean, it's a Wilson brand.
I know.
And he had a dentist named Dr. Spalding. It's true.
I was going to say, he couldn't have a buddy named Rydell. I don't know. Whoever else makes
Riddle?
Fuck makes
volleyball. He went to high school there. He was fucking one of the T-Birds.
Who else makes volleyballs besides Spalding and Wilson?
Rydell.
Rydell?
Yeah, Steve Rydell. He fucking made Rydell volleyballs, and they named the high school after him, and that's where fucking Grease happened. People.
Sandy.
I love the fact that I could fucking stone face him. And he's like, wait, what? Is that legitimate? That's correct, sir.
I am not playing poker against him.
You don't always have a stone face like that. I was like, damn, son.
That's not even my stone face. That's more my,
No, stop.
That's more my I'm just drunk face. Or as I like to call it, my everyday face.
That's over-the-counter Botox for you,
Just whiskey.
Mutes every facial expression.
And I know the people who listen to this podcast think I have like a drinking problem or something like that. But yes. I had to do a wellness survey for work.
Wellness.
Well, it was
you mean
those,
like well vodka, well liquor.
Eventually, that's what it turned into. But they were they said, you know, like if you take this survey, your deductible will go from $500 to $250.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, fuck yeah, I'll fill out a survey. So I take the survey, and a lot of people lied on it because apparently, you know, they all want the survey information to get, like, a cross-section of people so that they can fucking adjust their rates according to the average person's answer. Yeah, they're just looking for a baseline of people.
Right.
So I was actually honest on it. And I said how much I drank. I said, you know, I have, on days when I'm not doing the podcast or fucking tailgating for LSU, just like your average Wednesday.
Right.
When I get home, I have a glass of whiskey. I may have one more later. So on an average day, I averaged up and said on an average day, I have two glasses of whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
And they told me at the end of the survey, based on the averages from across America, two drinks a day for my age and weight is perfectly acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I haven't tried to go a day. So that's just been my level. Once they were like, two drinks a day is fucking where you need to be. I've been like, sweet, two drinks a day.
I haven't
deviated. We're not going to get into size. To me, I don't know what measurements are, but I know that in one of my
12 ounces of whiskey. 12 ounces of whiskey. It's not 12 ounces of whiskey. That's one drink.
Doc, I don't know why I can't lose weight. I cut back from the 12-piece bucket to the 9-piece bucket.
It's not 12 ounces. But I have like a standard whiskey glass, you know. actually, and this is probably another sign that I have a problem, I have custom engraved whiskey glasses. I've got custom tumblers that Allison got.
I know, GSW, which also stands for gunshot wound.
It's my initial, son, and my neighborhood. That's how I roll. All
right.
I do like three fingers of whiskey, which is...
That's what she said.
It's probably a shot and a half.
Three fingers of liquor.
That's how I roll.
That's hot.
That was this morning for me.
Every woman loves three fingers of liquor. I don't want to say that at one point I had the nickname the Count of Monte Fisto, or talk about how I may have acquired that nickname. But at night, three fingers of whiskey. For those of you at home, you put your fingers next to the glass. Allegedly, each finger is a shot, but I have tiny fingers, which is why I should have been a proctologist. So three fingers of whiskey for me is about a shot and a half. So I have 3 ounces of whiskey a day. Now, that seems perfectly acceptable. Mm. However, I tried one day. I was like, I wonder if I could just go... Because if you just have 2 drinks a day, you're obviously not an alcoholic because you have 2 drinks. It's 2 drinks.
2 drinks.
And that's what I thought too, until one day I was like, I wonder if I could go today without having those 2 drinks.
Oh.
And as soon as I thought about it, about an hour later, I was like...
You started
like,
having the shakes.
Well, no, I didn't get to the point where I had the shakes. I was like... Do I really want to find out? Do I really want to know that I can't go one day without these 2 drinks? I better
do
have
I
my
2 drinks.
Having,
do I really want to risk having something else on my criminal record because I didn't have a drink?
Do I really want to risk reality by not having these 2 drinks? And some people would say, well, that obviously proves you have a problem. And I say, no, that proves I have a solution.
It proves that you're a responsible adult.
Yeah, that
proves... And you know better than to put the rest of society at risk for a fucking experiment.
Yeah, I recall that fucking 1 month that I didn't drink. Fuck. I mean, I'm still worried about that shit.
Remind me again, with that month you went without drinking, what brought that on?
Bad tooth.
Holy shit, you had to go a whole month because of a fucking tooth?
I had to go, it was wisdom teeth. I had to go
10
days before with antibiotics, so you can't drink with the antibiotics.
Yeah, that's true.
And then I had the surgery, and then I had to go like 2 weeks after without drinking.
Damn.
It was actually, because back then I smoked too, and it wasn't the wisdom teeth that got me, because I smoked like... Not long after my wisdom teeth. But the fucking worst thing that ever happened to me in my life was I had a tooth pulled.
Mm-hmm.
And the dentist was like, do you smoke? And I said, well, I wouldn't call exactly what I do fucking smoking. I'd call what I do fucking forest fire. And he looked at me with a straight face. Because I was smoking 3 packs a day at the time. And he goes, you can't smoke for 4 days. And I go... No, seriously. How long can't I smoke for? And he goes, at least 72 hours, 3 days. And I go, that's not going to happen either. And he goes, all right, fine. He goes, the real thing is 36 hours, a day and a half you shouldn't smoke because you'll get dry socket.
Oh.
And he said to me, he goes, what's the worst pain you've ever had in your life? And I said, when I was 7 years old, I was riding on the handlebars of a bike, barefoot, and my feet hit the spokes on one side, and I freaked out, and my other foot hit the spokes on the other side.
Oh!
And it took both of my feet from skin down to just meat and muscle on the bottom of my feet. I said, that's the worst pain I've ever had.
I bet.
He goes, you've never had dry socket.
Mm-mm.
And I was like... Horse shit. Fuck you in your 36 hours. I made it about an hour and a half.
Mm-mm.
Before I was like, I gotta have a fucking cigarette or six. And I had 2 cigarettes. And if I could go back in time and murder people just to erase the memory, not even the pain of actually having the dry socket that I got.
Just the memory of having it.
Just erase the memory from my brain that I had it at one point, I'd kill at least 96 people. Like good friends too, like not just random strangers.
Not just random strangers walking out of people. A Twilight movie.
I'd kill fucking people I cared about.
Yeah.
Just to forget how much it hurt me 10 years ago.
Wow.
It was literally.
I want to say my mom had dry socket when she had her wisdom teeth pulled.
There was one thing.
You're laughing, dry socket.
No, I'm laughing at the fact that you interrupted Sonny and he's not saying anything about it.
Sorry.
I was just going to say, the only thing that was worse than dry socket is the treatment they give you for dry socket. He took like 3 feet of wet gauze.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if you at home are familiar with teeth. They're not that
bad. I'm familiar. What the fuck is that?
I'm familiar with teeth because my teeth are like chalk. And I'm going to have dentures one day because, like, I got to Jeremy's house, and the first thing I did, I was like, I need some goddamn floss. I floss constantly. I fucking take care of my teeth. My teeth are like fucking chalk.
It's two.
No. So I'm going to have dentures one day. But the cure for a dry socket is he takes about 3 feet of fucking wet gauze and takes what can only be described as, like, a hammer and chisel and shoves 3 feet of gauze where your tooth used to be.
Ow.
And then like he's like just keep that in there for like 2 weeks.
Wow.
And then he's like, oh.
That sounds comfortable.
Yeah. Oh, it's phenomenal. Have you ever been gang raped?
Not that I remember.
I haven't either, but I'm pretty sure that would be slightly less horrific than dry socket and the treatment.
Wow.
Somebody else get a topic. Yeah, y'all are making my dick hurt. All this pedophile tennis talk and...
Well, let's talk about stuff that's even worse for your teeth. About Twinkies. Hostess going bankrupt. And, you know, they were looking at saving it, but I think that the judge was trying to get a moderator say, or mediator saying, hey, y'all try to work the shit out, but I think the judge is like, all right, well, fuck it.
Oh, somebody will buy them. I mean, with all this talk and publicity, I mean, somebody's going to buy that recipe.
Yeah.
Whether it be Hostess or, like, in 2 years from now, you're going to be buying, you know, Ford Twinkies or something.
Yeah, the Twinkie is not going away. The Hostess cupcake and the ding-dongs.
Ho, ho.
The snowballs, all that other stuff. Are gonna...
Fuck snowballs. Can I just say that? Fuck snowballs. Snowballs are disgusting.
I was never a big fan of the snowballs, but I know people who like them. I really like them.
I hate shredded coconut. Anything to do with shredded coconut,
I'm not a big fan of coconut.
I'm not a big coconut at all,
but
shredded
coconut.
Who the
fuck does anybody fucking like coconut? I despise it.
Communists like coconut.
Well, that's like the Germans apparently do because you think, ooh, chocolate. Yeah, then German chocolate. Okay, and
the German chocolate
like,
cake.
It's coconut and chocolate. That's like potato salad. Yay! Let's make German potato salad. Oh,
what's German potato?
You've never had German? It's like vinegar. They have vinegar in it.
Oh,
I thought there was dead Jews in it. Say that was Jesus. Jesus.
Holy crap.
Was that not appropriate?
No, that was perfectly appropriate.
Oh, God.
Okay. I just want to make sure I'm not crossing any lines.
Holy crap.
I am literally crying.
That is...
Oh, fuck.
Holy shit.
Does that mean it's Black Russians and German chocolate cake? Did I try and tag it too fast and I'm ruining it now?
Oh, man.
Jews and German potato salad.
James is completely debilitated now. He's completely useless now.
I'm not going to say a word. I'm not making any jokes right there. I'm keeping my mouth shut. I'm looking at my phone.
Oh my God. That is so fucking wrong.
Oh. I don't think I can top it. Fuck Hostess.
Hang on. I would like to say something because I didn't say anything about Hostess. I would just like to say, fuck you, Hostess. This is what you get for discontinuing blueberry fruit pies.
Ooh.
You got rid of blueberry fruit pie. Fuck! You got rid of blueberry fruit pies.
Have you been drinking, Sonny?
But you kept cherry fruit pies and brought in blackberry fruit pies. Fuck you, Hostess. I'm glad. I hope your company goes out of business.
When did they
hope all your executives get murdered in their sleep.
When did they make this decision?
It was like 5 years ago.
Okay.
The company's been dog shit ever since.
The company was dog shit in 04 when they claimed bankruptcy.
Or maybe.
And they were and they were taken over by some hedge funds.
I always forget what year it is. I think it actually was back then.
Yeah. They were trying some new stuff.
I was on my second fat then. Yeah, that's what it was. They revamped it. Fuck them.
Yeah, but the thing was, they were bought out by some hedge funds. And it's all this whole vulture capitalism stuff that some people, everybody wants to blame the fucking unions, and you know the unions have their share of the blame, but don't just put it all on them, like a lot of the conservatives are all doing. Oh, the goddamn unions! No, the unions actually gave back a lot of fucking money. You got people that took like a 30% pay cut to help save the company a few years ago, and now they're getting laid off because the hedge funds didn't know what the fuck they were doing. They just built up more debt, and they ran the fucking company into the goddamn ground.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's plenty of blame to go around, besides the fact that they fucked with your favorite blueberry fruit pies.
I say fuck them because of that. I don't give a fuck what happens to them. You can burn in hell, hostess. Burn in motherfucking hell.
So
you know what? Me and little Debbie, I'll just eat Nutter Butters. Fuck you, son.
Well, you have Hubig's Pies, which was burned down a few months ago, and now you've got...
By hostess.
By hostess.
It's a conspiracy, man.
Hostess burned them fucking hostess.
Fucking Captain Cowboy Twinkie came in. He was fucking burning down the thing. And all shit. That's why.
I don't even know if that's true or not, because I never ate a Hubig's Pie, and everybody's like, oh my God, the Hubig's Pies are amazing. Fuck them, because they don't have blueberry pies either.
They had blueberry pies.
Did they?
They had blueberry.
I never saw them. Well, then I apologize. I hope you get your factory back together.
I grew up on those fuckers, man.
Hubig's, if you get your fucking shit back together and start making blueberry pies, there's a sponsor spot for you on this podcast.
Hello.
Don't call Jeremy, call me. All I want is some blueberry pies. I work cheap, and I will mention your shit every week, like St. John the Baptist Parish. And Phil Rainier's Vane Riddled Cock.
Yeah, nice.
You know
company.
What goes great with Hubig's blueberry pies? A giant Vane Riddled Cock. Put a little cream on top right there.
Yeah, you want some cock and pies?
Cock and pies.
Cock and pies. Get your cock and pies.
The best place to get them is St. John the Baptist Parish.
Get a mother cock.
Get a mother cock.
Cock pies.
Hot cock pies. Get your hot cock pies.
Chicken cock pies.
Because it's not obvious.
Chicken cock pies and I don't care.
Chicken cock pies and I don't care. Chicken cock
pies. Because it's not as obvious if you just call it a meat pie. Because I don't know if you're calling it a meat pie. I don't know. It could be men, could be women. I don't know.
That's true.
Who doesn't love a good meat pie?
I do like a good meat pie, actually.
Because you could tell a girl and be like, say, girl, I want you to get some of that meat pie. Or you could be like, say, girl, you want some of this meat pie? You know, it's awkward. Fucking nobody knows what's going on there.
You know what you ought to do? Go to the meat pie festival in Natchitoches and try it out and see how it goes over there.
Meat pies are the pat. So I don't know which way it's going.
Which room you go to?
I saw a pat today as well at our gym, new person, and it looked like a dude, but then I knew it was a chick because of the bra outline under the shirt.
Oh, okay.
You sure it wasn't just like a tank top underneath?
No, it was a bra.
I did see something where there's a guy at I want to say it was Texas University. He invented a bra that it stops jiggling and bouncing, and nipples don't show through the fabric of it.
For guys or girls?
For women.
Okay.
And I would just like to say, fuck you and your whole family, you fucking Satan-worshipping communists.
That's the whole point of boobs.
Jiggle and fucking see your nipples poking. What do you, like, who doesn't love seeing a nipple poking through, like, a sweatshirt on a cold night?
Communists.
Personally, I like nipples that, you know, like, if they're wearing, like, a bra and a shirt and a sweatshirt and a jacket, nipples that can poke through that.
Damn, you like industrial strength nipples, don't you?
I don't want to say like a big pen, but I will say a Sharpie, like, or a Marxalot size nipple.
Marxalot. Nothing says love like a Marxalot.
When they get nice and hard, you can actually like cut glass with those fuckers, man.
Yeah, If I could use your nipples to break into my house when I forget my keys, you're a fucking good woman.
That's true.
That was supposed to be the sound of nipples cutting glass. That was, yeah. It sounded like a baby pterodactyl, though. So
yeah.
Well, you know, either way. Hey, a nipple the size of a baby pterodactyl.
Yeah.
Well, that could also win.
Well, I guess since we have James here, I guess we'll talk about movies. My wife and I, we don't go see movies very often because the majority of them fucking suck balls. But we did go see Skyfall. And I want to go see the Lincoln movie. And when I mentioned the Lincoln movie at the goddamn movie theater, the guy was like, oh, that one's already gone. I'm like, no.
Not Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the vampire movie. It's like, God damn it, not everything's about a fucking vampire. Of course, this was the night they had the lines they were getting ready for the fucking Twilight
part 3. I don't want to spoil it, but he gets shot.
No shit. Thank you.
Spoiler alert!
Thank you, Doris Kearns Goodwin.
Yeah. So if at the bottom of the screen it says like April 14th, 1865.
But wait. Okay.
He's probably not gonna live through that one.
I don't want to make fun of tragedy, but if somebody comes in and shoots up a showing of Lincoln, like, isn't that really just like poetic justice? Like.
You mean that movie with Tupac Shakur and Janet Jackson?
Yeah. He banged her in that movie. It was hot.
Yeah. Hey, did you see the pictures of the posters, the unfortunate location of the movie
posters?
Something
else people won't get.
The Bond poster next to the Lincoln poster?
Yeah, and the Bond poster is Daniel Craig diving away, and he's pointing his gun towards the right. And towards the right is the Lincoln poster. He's got his head down.
I would love to draw like the little mouth bubble. It says Sex Semper Tyrannus on it.
The name is Bond. James John Wilkes Booth Bond.
Oh, speaking of fucking disrespectful and screaming, did you see the woman who took the picture at the...
Screaming at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier.
Do we know
she was actually screaming?
No, she was just pretending to scream and flipping off the sign that said silence and respect.
Right.
Yeah.
She was channeling her...
inner cunt.
Well, her Munch, her inner Munch, Edward Munch, what? Who did the scream.
Oh, okay.
The depressed... Was he Norwegian or Swedish?
Oh, okay, yeah, Norwegian.
Norwegian painter who did
he
the famous
Netherlandian.
Scream.
He was Netherlandian.
Yes.
Scandinavian.
She got fucking fired from her job, and it was like, oh my god, it's freedom of speech. Guess what, asshole? Freedom of speech means the president can't put you in jail because you call him an asshole.
Correct.
Your job, however, is under no such obligation.
They
to
have
you.
Freedom of speech too. They have freedom to fire and hire who the hell they want.
Yeah, you have freedom of speech from persecution from the government. You don't have freedom of speech from being a douchebag at your office, which is why I encourage my coworkers not to listen to the podcast.
Damn sure. But that's people think, oh, freedom of speech. Freedom of speech is freedom of speech. It's not freedom from consequences of what the fuck you say.
Yeah. You know what? Somebody could come up to me and be like, hey, motherfucker. And, you know, I might punch him in the mouth. Hey, you had the freedom to say it. Guess what? There's a consequence.
There's a consequence. Dixie Chicks were the same way. They were saying, oh, I can say all this stuff about President Bush. Oh, people have stopped going to our concerts and they're not buying our stuff anymore.
They have the freedom not to.
They have the freedom. That's their freedom of speech.
And I thought people stopped going to their concert because they all put on a little bit of weight.
Well, maybe that too.
I mean, think it's a combination.
They still had some decent songs, but you know what? I don't want a muffin top singing to me.
I thought you liked the heavy girls.
I got a muffin top, but I mean, that don't mean I need like other people.
I'm not
that means you have to pay money for them.
Are you fucking insulting Allison?
No. The way we were talking last week with Adam, I'm going to
dig your hole deeper. Here's a shovel. Come on, say more shit about her.
I'm not saying she's a lovely woman.
The new Star Wars Angry Birds came out.
What? Actually, I keep fucking looking at it and I'm like, I'm not downloading. I'm not fucking getting into another goddamn Angry Birds game. Oh my god, I bet Han Solo was in there. I'm not fucking doing it. Bubba Fett. No! Just tell me, are there any Gamorrean guards in there?
I haven't bought it because I have to update my operating system and I'm about to get a new iPhone. So, I'm not going to do that.
Just so you know, Allison, I was referring to Sonny's past girlfriends. There.
Yeah, that makes it so much better.
Mm. Wait a minute.
I saw some of the women you used to date.
Hang on, wait. Girls I date or girls I fucked?
Both? That's fucked. I don't know how many girls you dated. I know girls you...
All right, hang on. Do you want me to do this? Can I do this?
Oh, my God. Right.
I don't...
This is not a road that I expected to go down tonight.
It's not a road. It's not a road that anybody wants to go down. But I feel...
The road you grew up on in Bel Air?
I feel... I feel I may owe James Brown an apology.
Oh, no.
Wait, what? Oh, God. We don't even... Oh, shit.
Do you know what story I'm going to tell?
I don't know which story you're going to tell, but I think I know the principal players at the very least.
So, one night, we were five comedians drinking at a table. Okay. Four. I'm sorry. Wait, one, two...
I wasn't there.
There were four comedians.
I think I know.
There were four comedians drinking at a table, busting each other's balls all night long.
Before we had a podcast. It was like the podcast before the podcast.
Yeah, what you're hearing now, we used to do this shit at Zippy's, and instead of talking to the mic, it was just us shitting on each other for like 4 hours. And I made a joke about, I don't want to say it's a girl that like we may have all had a turn on the rotisserie with, but...
Said it and forget it.
I will say that it was me and James Brown and Mike Honoré and Adam Wilson. And I may have made a joke about I stopped banging her because I heard she banged black dudes. And I made the joke because I knew that Mike had sex with her. And then I got up and went to the bathroom and Adam Wilson, and maybe it's just the West
and
Monroe.
Mike is black.
Yeah, Mike Honoré, also black.
Yes.
And maybe it's just the West Monroe and Adam Wilson, but whenever I got up and went to the bathroom, he was like, I've never been so uncomfortable. And he, like, literally, I felt bad about this for fucking years. Because I was like, I just fucking threw that out there as a joke because I knew Mike had had sex with her and James was dating her friend. Yeah. I thought we were all just having fun.
I think Adam's,
so,
Adam's problem was he was there to defend you because you threw it out there and immediately got up and went to
the bathroom. I really did. Jerry Lee Lewis, the motherfucker, pour gas on the piano, drop my light on,
and
be like, thank you, good night, and walk the fuck out to stand in line to pee. Now, I would just like to clear the record and say that I meant that in nothing but humor. So if I need to apologize to James Brown and Mike Honoré, I apologize to James Brown and Mike Honoré for making it awkward for them. I do not, however, apologize for making it awkward for Adam Wilson.
Because fuck that dude.
Because fuck that dude.
I'm gonna
And for the record, I would have fucked her with James Brown and Mike Honoré all together at the same time. Yeah. Yeah, I would have liked to have had her been Bugs Bunny as the pitcher and me, James, and Mike as the gas house gorillas going around the bases.
Wait. One, two, three. Wait a minute. No, the music you just did.
That's why I did the reference.
The Congo line.
The Democratic Republic of the Congo line.
Jesus. I was making it funny, not racial. I'm in this joke too. I'm the Congo line.
No, if that were the case, Jeremy, we'd all have to have AIDS.
And tell her it was the only way to cure her.
Wait. I when this podcast comes out, I'm downloading it. I'm putting it on a fucking CD and burning it, and putting it in my car to like listen to like odd and infinitum.
Sonny, I thought about you last night because we were watching an old episode of
Fucking what? Of somebody in blackface? Jesus, you were watching Al Jolson?
Green Room with Paul Provenza. It was from last year, and this guy from England told the joke. He says his most racy joke had to do with he wished that there were more mosquito nets in Africa so that they could save millions of mosquitoes from needlessly dying of AIDS.
Oh.
Jesus. Like, that just made me uncomfortable. You want to get up and go to the bathroom now?
We talked about Africa and AIDS, and I saw it last night. I had to bring it up. I'm sorry.
So I just wanted to clear all that up, because literally, there are a few things in life that bother me, but whenever Adam told me that you and Mike were really pissed about that, it bothered me until just now.
Okay, really?
Yes.
I don't remember being pissed about it.
He told me that you two just looked at him like, why the fuck have you been holding the black race back for 500 years? Whenever he told me that, because he waited like a year to tell me, and he was like, because you know Adam, when he gets serious, he's like, hey.
Yeah.
I need to tell you something. And I thought he was going to tell me that, like, his uncle touched him again. And I was going to be like,
when did this happen last week?
I wanted to be like, you're 27. Fucking make it stop.
No, Uncle Farkle, no!
Uncle Farkle, I forgot.
It wasn't his Uncle Farkle. His Uncle Farkle's the good uncle.
I know, but that's the only when one I know is Uncle Farkle.
When I say uncle, I really mean like neighbor. Or dad. No. I won't say or dad because I fucking love Adam's dad.
Third cousin.
But I would like to tell Adam's
from
dad,
his ass.
Your neighbor touched your son at some point. I'm just putting it out there.
Third cousin twice removed.
I'm just putting it on wax.
From his ass.
It's the new style. Anyhow.
Oh, man.
I hear a lot of girls and a lot of cursing. 22 automatic on my person. Still one of my favorite music lyrics ever.
Hell yeah.
Got my hand in my pocket and my finger on
y'all got anything else going on? Or?
I don't know. But man, I feel fucking amazing now. I feel like just a weight's been lifted off my shoulder.
How's your tooth
literally
feeling?
My tooth's still fucked up.
Okay.
I mean,
to bring it down, Jeremy.
Oh. I'm telling you, it's been at least... It had to have been at least 8 years ago. 7, 8 years ago. And Adam told me like 5 years ago, and it's fucking made me feel like an asshole ever since.
Oh, that made you feel like an asshole.
Well, he left for New York in June of 2006, so that's been
yeah, fucking. It was before that, yeah. Because we were at Zippy's after a show one night.
Yeah.
And it's fucking. It made me feel terrible ever since. Dang. And there's for those of you that have listened to me more than once, or even if this is just your first time listening to me. There's very little shit in this world that makes me feel fucking bad about anything. like I've done school shooting jokes the day school shootings happened.
Yeah, the dead miners, the day the dead miners
happened.
Dead
miners is my favorite fucking joke I ever did.
Like, well, anybody dead under 18?
Yeah, that's what it was. It was the day they had one of those mine collapses in, like, West Virginia.
Because they're all in West Virginia.
Yeah, And I was doing something on my computer, and they broke it on the news, and they said police recovered the body of 18 dead miners. So I fucking ran to the window and looked in the backyard. I was like, oh, thank God. And it was ER. Thank God, not OR.
I think we'll go on with that. So let's go ahead and sign off with the Circle Jerk guys.
Brown. James Brown.
Weathers. Sunny Weathers.
White. Very white. This has been the Rich Chicks Podcast.
Y'all have a good one. See y'all next week.
Yeah.
Everybody's dead.